meeting the needs of the community. 1010 WOLB and WOLBBaltimore.com.
It's 8:35 here on 1010 WOLB, looking at a high of 74, low of 47, partly sunny, but right now it's 41 degrees, and today is special. And we're honored. We're excited that we're just going to just impose on her real slight little time. And those of you who know, I mean, I go to a restaurant and I'm talking with someone and they say, get my WOB cap on. And they say, oh, yeah, with you. And I say, yeah, I'm over with Kathy Hughes. Here comes an extra coffee. Here comes an extra this, extra that. I was up in New York for the National Action Network, and we were all talking just in the room about what we all do. And I just saw her. I love TV One. And I just want you to know, it doesn't matter if you're in California, if you're in New York, if you're in Chicago, if you're in Miami. But those of us in Baltimore, we have a special, unique relationship with this wonderful, wonderful woman. And today, we want to say to her, Dr. Kathy Hughes, founder, Radio One, TV One, and so many. We're just so grateful that you would pause and just give us a minute or two of your time. Dr. Kathy Hughes, good morning. We love you.
Good morning. It's so wonderful to be turning 29 today. I waited so long.
Oh.
You know what's so special about today, Larry? Thank you, first of all. Thank you to the WOLB family in Baltimore. But today is Earth Day. And if you've heard my reality radio,
yes, we have. Yes, ma'am.
You know, I am so very concerned about, I said to someone the other day, if it snows on your 4th of July picnic, will you get it then? Okay? This planet is in trouble. And this is the one day a year. It always comes each year on April 22nd, which I'm just honored and proud that it's also my birthday. But it's the day that we dedicate to do something to improve the Earth. So today, do something easy, something simple. Turn off the water while you're brushing your teeth. Or, you know, the new thing with going to the bathroom is called a courtesy flush. You don't need to flush the toilet every time you go unless there's waste matter in that water. If it's just pure urine, you can wait a couple times. And if you're drinking your water properly, you won't have any odor, it won't be a problem, and you will conserve water. When you're taking your shower, while you're lathering up, turn the water off and then turn it back on when you're ready to rinse off. You're able to save and conserve the energy of this precious planet with very simple, very easy things. And over the next several weeks, I'm going to dedicate my reality radio spots to helping individuals in our community conserve the energy of this planet. But today, Earth Day, plant a seed. Grow a tomato plant. If you're really ambitious, plant a little tree. They're fairly inexpensive. You can get them for like $10. Put a tree in your yard. No matter what size your yard is, you can plant a flower. You can do something to replenish planet Earth. Because if not, guess what? The dinosaurs didn't wake up one morning and decided they didn't want to be the most powerful, largest animals on this planet. The Egyptians, the Maya, these great civilizations didn't wake up one morning and decide they no longer wanted to be great civilizations. They depleted the natural resources, and they became extinct. I don't want to become extinct. I want our species, human beings, to exist for millions and millions, millions more years. So today, in honor of Earth Day, if you really want me to have a happy birthday, do something to make planet Earth better.
JJ, we're going to go right to Major's office and get a tree put next to that situation right out front. I like that idea. That's the minimum.
So many little things you can do. Conservation is not hard. When you leave out, don't leave your lights on. Okay, I mean, so many of us rush out in the morning to work. We leave the bathroom light on, the bedroom light on. And if you're coming home after dark and want your lights to be on, buy a timer. Again, they're very cheap. You can get them for $1.99 at the hardware store. Put a timer into your socket. It'll turn your lights on for you if you don't want to come in and it's dark in your apartment or your house. But we in the Radio 1 family, and particularly in the WOLB family, because, I mean, Baltimore is one of the prettiest cities in the United States, and we want it to remain that way. And, like I said, we want our future generations for millions of years to be able to enjoy the beauty and the greatness of planet Earth. God gave us this incredible, incredible life on this incredible planet, and we are blowing it.
Well, Doc, as you can gather, family, her birthday, and now the issue is not about just her birthday, but she cares and shares, and that's the just her, it's in her DNA. Y'all just have to understand it. I know you do. Doc, listen, happy birthday. I know 29 was hard to reach.
Oh, 29, it took forever. It took me almost 65 years to get to 29.
Well, one thing is for sure, we love you. We love you. We're looking forward.
I love you more.
And family, I just want you all to know we're going to be having so much to say about it in the month of June. Something's coming down spectacular.
Oh, no, let's go ahead and announce it. You told me I better lock it in cement because you were tired of me.
No.
Okay, well, give them the date.
In Baltimore, we're going to have the mayor's on board, the governor's on board. It's going to happen. June the 18th. Kathy Hughes Day in the state and the city, and we're going to unveil the great Blacks and Wax unveiling of Dr. Kathy Hughes. It's a proud day, but we love you, we care for you, and we're so glad that you thought enough of us.
Before you put me off your show, because I know you got to go to break, let me say to you, I'm so proud of you. I cannot put into words how you touch my heart with all the incredible things that you do for the people of Baltimore specifically, but for everybody in the entire state of Maryland. You've dedicated your entire life to being of service to your constituents. And I told you, sometimes you can do it better when you're on the radio than you can when you're in the legislature.
Amen.
Okay, and you listen to me, and I thank you, and I just thank God.
Always will listen to you.
Every day.
Bless you, and happy
love
birthday.
You. Thank you.
Kathy Hughes family, the one and only icon. Oh, wow. Okay. We got it worked out. JJ, we did it. It took a little rumble, but we got her on. Thank God. Okay. Let me get to these folks. I trust that y'all will. It's 8:42 here on 1010 WOLB. And again, for the callers, thank you very much. But you can appreciate she's our founder. She's Kathy Hughes. So no matter what time she calls, she comes up first and foremost. And today is her 65th birthday. God bless. And the event we get ready to plan on Kathy Hughes Day in Maryland, I mean, it's going to be major. And I'll have much more information to you as things come together. All right, family, here we go. Let's go over to the order of your calls. Fred? Yes, sir.
Hey, first of all, I'd like to say happy birthday to Ms. Hughes. Is it okay?